Gender balance. Back in 2010, out of 192 heads of government worldwide, only 11 were women. In the U.S., women held just 18% of seats in the House of Representatives and a mere 20% in the Senate. Meanwhile, in Nordic countries, women occupied a much better 42% of parliamentary seats. Fast forward to the business world. As of 2013, only 4.2% of Fortune 500 CEOs were women, and they held just 15% of seats on corporate boards in America and Western Europe. Even in academia, women were underrepresented, making up only 24% of full professors in the U.S. and 15 to 20% of faculties in Europe. Most people agree that fairness demands gender balance, but let's hit them with facts that speak to the wallet. Studies suggest that companies with three or more women on their boards outperform those without by a significant margin, 84% better return on sales, 60% on invested capital, and 46% on equity over 4 to 5 years. Closing the gender gap isn't just good for companies, it's crucial for a country's economic health. Some economists in the U.S. argue that a whopping 65% of GDP growth in the 1970s was thanks to more women entering the workforce. And Lauren Summers, bigwig economist at the World Bank in 1991, said investing in girls' education was the smartest move for developing nations. While no single piece of evidence seals the deal, research consistently shows that where there's gender balance, financial success follows. Challenging misconceptions about gender balance. Here are some common myths about gender balance at work. 1. Biology. Some say certain jobs are for men or women based on biology, but that's just outdated thinking from a long-gone era. 2. Children. There's this idea that women are naturally better at childcare, but in reality, both men and women can be equally good caregivers. 3. Competitive nature. People often assume women are nurturing and men are aggressive, but that's not always the case. Women might stay home with kids because it makes more financial sense, and men can also choose to prioritize family over work. 4. Leadership. Some believe women aren't interested in leadership roles, but studies show that's not true. Both men and women aspire to be leaders. 5. Special interest issue. It's not just women who care about gender balance. Men are affected too. When there's an imbalance, it can impact everyone's well-being and lifestyle. 6. Not just a women's issue. Gender balance isn't just a feminist thing. It's important for everyone, individuals, families, companies, and even the economy. 7. Legal protection. Laws against discrimination are meant to ensure fairness, but sometimes they fall short. We need more than just laws to address gender bias. Gender imbalance through history. Before machines took over many household tasks, women played a big part in supporting their families by making food, clothing, and other essentials. But when factories popped up during the Industrial Revolution, men became the primary breadwinners because they could work outside the home. Women were left with only household duties and raising kids. The idea of the self-made man started during this time to show the importance of men working outside. Historically, women earned half of what men did, under the assumption they were supported by their families until marriage. Men were considered the providers, so women weren't seen as needing a full salary. While men had fixed work hours, women's tasks at home lacked strict schedules or productivity targets, yet were vital to the economy's focus on production. Nowadays, technology and online communication have enabled a shift from these outdated views. Companies like Deloitte have introduced corporate lattice career models, allowing employees more flexibility in their career progression, including advancing, maintaining their level, or choosing a lesser role if preferred. gender imbalance in science. In gender studies, gender difference means differences in how people are raised and the cultures they grow up in. Sex difference, on the other hand, refers to biological variations. A study looking at many research papers found that over 30% showed no differences between sexes and only 22% showed small differences. Some people believe that there are non-biological differences between men and women, and they often mention six characteristics. 1. Cognitive skills. Studies find no significant differences between males and females in verbal, visual spatial, or mathematical abilities. Variability in these skills is greater within each gender than between them. 2. Communication. Books like John Gray's Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus don't argue for inherent differences in abilities. Instead, they highlight general differences in how men and women communicate. Research doesn't support innate differences in babies' and children's communication abilities. 3. Social and personality traits. While it's commonly believed that men are more likely to be aggressive and assertive, these traits don't necessarily lead to success in work or leadership where such behavior is inappropriate. 4. Psychological well-being. Studies often show sex differences, but these can be influenced by individuals' beliefs and stereotypes, especially when self-reporting is involved. 5. Motor skills. Physical attributes like height have minimal impact on educational or career success. 6. Miscellaneous mental traits. Studies on helpful behaviors indicate no gender difference in empathy or caring, except when individuals are aware they're being observed. Females tend to have a slight edge in care-oriented moral reasoning, brain scans. Brain scans can show what happens in the brain during certain actions, but they can't tell us about a person's abilities or performance. Using anatomical differences in the brain to explain behavioral differences requires making many logical leaps. These scans mainly show how individuals use their brains rather than how an entire gender behaves. Since genes interact with the brain and the environment, it's nearly impossible to identify clear, distinct genetic differences. Socialize gender in children. By the age of 2, children begin using gender pronouns like he, she, him, and her. They also start associating certain objects, such as fire hats, makeup, and dolls, with specific genders. According to developmental psychologists Carol Martin and Diane Rubel, preschoolers act as gender detectives. They create gender categories to help them organize information about the world and their role in it. Around 6 or 7 years old, boys and girls start noticing the differences in their bodies and connect them with their gender. When they're preschoolers, they look up to adults to figure out how to act like big boys or big girls. Then they expect their peers to do the same. Kids can be pretty strict about this too. They might not want to play with others who don't follow the expected gender roles. For instance, they might say that boys shouldn't play with dolls. Gender stereotypes and stereotype threat. People have a habit of creating mental images of the world around them, which helps them navigate familiar situations without having to constantly rethink things. These mental images, or schemas, can sometimes lead to gender stereotyping, where we make assumptions based on someone's gender. However, these schemas aren't set in stone. They can change when we encounter new information. Stereotype threat is when people feel pressured to conform to stereotypes associated with their gender, leading them to perform worse in certain activities. For example, if someone believes the stereotype that women are not as good at math as men, they might struggle more on a math test. But here's the interesting part. When researchers told test takers that there's actually no evidence supporting differences in math abilities between genders, women performed just as well, if not better, than men. This shows that challenging gender stereotypes can help women overcome unfair expectations. However, it's not always easy. In a study, psychologists were more likely to favor male job applicants over equally qualified female ones simply because of their gender. Breaking down ambition and leadership. Some say women lack ambition, but studies show there's no ambition gap between genders. Ambition comes from mastering skills and getting recognized for them. Approval from others is key. Yet, typical workplace norms expect women to act subserviently, hindering their recognition for success. This lack of acknowledgement dampens women's drive to be ambitious. When women don't conform to traditional femininity, they might face penalties for seeming too masculine. They may miss out on raises and opportunities. Actions like opening doors for women can unintentionally reinforce the idea that women need more help. Gender equality in the workplace. Jobs that demand long hours and frequent travel aren't fair to everyone. If both moms and dads share childcare responsibilities, then companies should offer flexible hours, remote work options, and parental leave to all employees, regardless of gender. Usually, traits considered masculine push men to ignore their feelings. Shockingly, in the U.S. and Europe, men are 4 to 5 times more likely to take their own lives compared to women. They also struggle more with alcohol and drug abuse. Discrimination in court. When it comes to discrimination cases in court, things are far from fair. Despite having solid evidence, these cases often get the boot before they even make it to trial. Judges are quick to toss them out, especially if there is a retrial motion involved. Even if a case manages to make it to court, the odds are stacked against the claimant. They only win about 27% of the time, which is way lower compared to other types of cases. And if they dare to appeal, the chances of getting justice aren't much better. Discrimination cases are overturned on appeal a whopping 41% of the time, while others only see a 28% reversal rate. Clearly, the legal system isn't doing enough to tackle workplace discrimination, and it's high time for a change, bridging the gender gap. Blazing a Trail shows us that fixing gender inequality at work is doable, but needs active steps. Look at IBM. They set up teams to figure out what they should do to welcome women. Novartis launched a program to groom female leaders. To make workplaces more gender balanced, they need to tick 3 boxes. 1. Become a gender-integrated workplace. There's no logical or biological reason to divide jobs by gender in any field. 2. Equitable child rearing. Society should acknowledge that both men and women are equally capable of parenting. Work environments need to adapt to this reality. 3. Equal distribution of power. Men and women should have a nearly equal share in leadership and decision-making roles in businesses, schools, and government. Aiming for at least a 60% to 40% split could lead to better business outcomes and more balanced representation. Currently, women occupy only 10% to 20% of these influential positions. Key points. 1. Gender balance in leadership boosts company profits, as studies show diverse boards outperform. 2. Outdated beliefs about gender roles ignore individuals' abilities and hinder progress. 3. Historical biases have limited women's economic contributions, but technology offers new opportunities. 4. Scientific research debunks gender stereotypes, emphasizing individual differences over generalizations. 5. Early socialization shapes gender perceptions, influencing career choices and behaviors. 6. Challenging stereotypes and providing equal opportunities fosters women's ambition and leadership. 7. Legal systems must address workplace discrimination to ensure fairness and equality for all.